Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3475, Baruch Hashem, the 12th day of Iyar, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. And again, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised you don't mention anything about your classes in the revealed and the Hasidic part of Torah. So, I see a little bit of a shift over here. Before, the Rebbe was always demanding report from the activists of Chabad, those who run Chabad institutions, to report. The Rebbe shifted it now also to the individuals. Everybody, the Rebbe writes, report about what you're learning, report about what you're doing. And the Rebbe says, you don't write anything about it. You don't write about your participation in the Fabrengen and in the public classes, etc., etc. What do you write about? The Rebbe says. So, the beginning of your letter, and even in the middle, it's only about your physical livelihood and various ideas that you have about it. It seems as if, God forbid, you forgot what you say in the grace after meals, the Birchas Hamazon, which is a Torah obligation. What do we start over there? We said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That Hashem is the King of the world. Hazon es ha'olam, who feeds the world. V'hu dafka. It's God specifically is the one, Hazon u'mefarnes lakoil b'chesed u'berachamim, who feeds and supports everyone with kindness and with compassion. So therefore, it's understood, and it's without a doubt, that you have to make for Hashem a dwelling place here in your place. You need to work on bringing Hashem in your place. And then also this idea of Hashem feeding and supporting you will become into fruition. You make that place for a place where Hashem lives, a dwelling, but meaning by teaching people, by doing Torah mitzvahs, in your place, you make a place for Hashem there, then Hashem will feed and support. And the Rebbe says, look into and with proper attention in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 9 and in many and various areas there. So the Rebbe says, I pray that at least from here and on, this thing should be corrected from the start. Mainly by fulfilling this in actuality. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you're not going to withhold the good to give me the good news about it. But the Rebbe is confident that when he does it, he will be improved. The Rebbe says, tell me the good news about it. Don't hold it back. I look forward for good news in the name of the Rebbe Maskid. The Rebbe writes in all these letters that the physicality and your physical success and your parnasa, your livelihood, hinges upon your spiritual. And the Rebbe says, Hashem feeds everybody, but you do what Hashem wants. Rebbe, in the previous letter, quoted from the Alter Rebbe, you need, but you're also needed. So you have to do what Hashem needs, and then Hashem will do what He needs to do.